We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I've told you that we've had the Murderers Row of Warriors guests to help celebrate what Steph accomplished last night, passing Wilt Chamberlain on the franchise's all-time scoring list, and we now have our cleanup hitter in our Murderers Row of Warrior guests. Leading off today was Tim Roy, hitting second, the one and only Hall of Famer Mitch Richmond, followed by Jay Rich, one of the fan favorites, number three overall, and now in the cleanup spot, another Hall of Famer himself. Don Nelson joins us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Don, thank you so much for rolling out of bed at whatever time it is in Hawaii to join us right now. We really appreciate it. How are you, sir?
Well, good. It's 2 o'clock in Hawaii. I got a gin rummy game in about 10 minutes, so it's good to be on with you. Boy, what a time to go on with Steph Curry. Who would have ever thought?
It really is amazing what he has accomplished. And, you know, I think there's so many reasons to have you on, but one of them is you have such an implicit understanding of who Steph Curry is and who Wilt Chamberlain was. And so many people listening to us have only heard of Wilt Chamberlain, have only seen his statistics, but never watched him play. Can you add some historical context to who Steph Curry really passed last night? Because Wilt Chamberlain is an accumulation of statistics that look so absurd, and then he's the rumor about sleeping with all the women, and then that's it. Like, no one even includes him in the greatest anymore, because the game has changed so much. Who was Wilt Chamberlain? Who did Steph Curry pass?
Well, Wilt, if you can imagine, I saw Steph last night get 52, okay? Wilt Chamberlain averaged 50 points a game and made 100 points one game. So that just shows you. Steph's done that 10 times. He did it 82 in one season. So, I mean, it's incredible that a guy could average 50 points a game. He was incredible. We had a pretty good center named Bill Russell with the Boston Celtics, and he probably played him as well as anybody can. But he couldn't stop him either. But you know, the problem was that the Philly could never beat us because, you know, we had a better team than they did. But nobody could stop Wilt. He was unbelievable. He was a good friend of mine. I had a drink with him one time in San Francisco when I was a pretty young player up there, a bunch of the Celtics, and he came down and had a drink with us, he told me that he had a racehorse that made more money than he did. He was making $100,000 at the time, and he was the highest paid guy in the league, and he was telling us that he had a racehorse that made over $200,000. I thought that was pretty cool.
It's generally agreed that Stephen Curry has changed the way the modern game is played. Can the same be said of Chamberlain having changed the way the game was played back then? Because before him there was George Mikan, and it was still a center-dominated game. But how did he make the game different?
He didn't change the game that much because he was just so dominant as an individual. But yet he didn't add that much to the team, you know, winning at a high level. And until he changed his tactics and started to pass the ball, he didn't have any success as far as you know, winning titles or competing for championships and stuff. But then when he decided to be an all-around player, and then he led the league in assists one year. He's a very talented guy. I mean, he could do it in a lot of ways. He was a very nice fellow. I really enjoyed my time with him. But nobody's a better fellow than the guy that you got right there. Steph Curry's about as good as they come.
So, obviously, you were around when he first showed up. And as you said, who'd have thunk he'd become what he has become. But We always hear about what an impressive human being he is, and I wonder, is that something like his coachability? Did that stand out to you early on?
Well, I only had him for the 1 year. You know, they replaced me the following year when we lost all those players, and basically the team had to start over again. But yeah, I love playing the way Steph plays anyway. I mean, I was the first guy that liked to play with small guys, and you know what Steph has done to change the entire game. Now you've got a 3-point contest, and I'm not sure it's a healthy game yet, but you know, it's sure a different game than when I played it or even coached early in it. But I loved the young guy. What Steph has done is he has eliminated all these the fours and fives that were just there because they were big. You know, when in the old days, if you were a power forward, you know, you had to be like 6'11". If you were a center, you had to be real big, 7-footer, and then you had backups. So there's four players right there that pretty much have been eliminated in today's game.
Don Nelson joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Again, accolades for Steph coming in from any and all precincts, and rightfully so. The man is an absolute marvel for the Golden State Warriors. When you look back at your years and what this team and this franchise has turned into, one of the most valuable franchises in the world of sports right now, can you believe the evolution that has happened? And how much do you think really is Steph Curry's doing? I mean, the team success is you know, it's hard to imagine without him, but to go from the Warriors worth about $400 million to the Warriors worth about $4 billion on his watch is extraordinary.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, not only has he changed the entire game, but, you know, he's made a really good living for a lot of smaller players now. The dominant players in the game now are from point guards all the way up to power forwards who are more like 6'8" now and very flexible. All, of course, have to be able to shoot outside. And the game, if you don't play Warrior basketball, I don't think you can win a title anymore. I mean, you just can't, because that three-point shot, you know, it's 50% more you make a three than a two. 50%, that's a lot in anything.
Okay, the hell with all the rest of this. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm getting ready to play a little gin rummy with this turkey I got over here. Can't wait to get to him and make a couple of hundy today, hopefully.
So do you play for points? Do you go to 500 in your rummy games?
No, 150. We play nine, you know, I think we play nine games at a time, and it's a good game. It'd be better if I had a little more competition.
You need to draft better.
Hey, well, listen, I got to go, but anyway, thanks for having me on, and you guys got it right. Steph is the man, will be the man, will always be the man in Warrior history.
There you go. The man's got a gin rummy game he's got to get to. We can't even play the Mitch Richmond. And we have a Mitch Richmond question for you, Don. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, what is it?
All right, so we had Mitch on earlier today. I asked him if he would have any questions for you, and here's what Mitch said.
I mean, you know, I think we know Don Nelson now by, you know, being in Hawaii, you know, puffing on a little weed. But I back then he must was puffing on something when he traded me. That's how I feel. You can ask Don Nelson anything you want to ask. I know that was a mistake. Oh man. I look back at that all the time.
So the question is, Don, were you high when you traded Mitch Richmond?
No, I only started smoking after I got here and retired. But anyway, I do smoke a little Nelly Kush now occasionally. But Mitch is totally right. That's the worst trade I ever made. I got kind of pressured into trying to get bigger and, you know, do better in the playoffs. I never would make that trade today, that's for sure, because Mitch would fit right into today's game.
Don, thank you so much. Roll one up, have a great afternoon, and good luck in your card game.
That's a good idea. Thank you so much.